Hello! Kale here with some postseason announcements. I promise I won't take up too much of your time. Before I get into it, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to Season 2 of Sinkhole. I really can't overstate how much it means to me that so many people are listening to and enjoying my weird little show. And speaking of Season 2, I'm going to be doing another Q&A like the one I did after Season 1. So if you'd like to submit a question, you can do that via the Sinkhole website, sinkholepodcast.com. There's a button on the front page labeled Season 2 Q&A Form, just above the list of content warnings. The other thing I wanted to mention is that you probably shouldn't expect the same turnaround on Season 3 as you got on Season 2. I've got a lot more on my plate than I did before, and continue to be a full adult human with a full-time job, so I can't promise another 9-week turnaround. Speaking of having things on my plate, I wanted to recommend you a podcast to listen to while you're waiting for Season 3. The Bloody Disgusting Network is releasing a brand new show in collaboration with Canadian horror artist Trevor Henderson, who some of you may recognize as the creator of Siren Head. Mayfair Watchers Society is a found footage-style horror anthology podcast taking place in a world much like our own, but in which the appearance of various interdimensional beings is, well, not extremely common, not an altogether strange thing. You can look forward to episodes written by folks like Ben Counter, Addison Peacock, Meg Tootin, Henry Galley, Gus Zagarella, and Cale Brown. I was absolutely thrilled to be asked to join this project, and it's been incredibly fun, so I sincerely hope you'll check it out when it comes out in October. I'm going to leave you with the Mayfair Watchers Society trailer, but first, stay safe, and try not to fall into any holes.
What you're gonna do. First, you're gonna stay as calm as you can, because panicking won't help right now.
There's a video. Might be the closest thing we have to proof. I only got a few seconds in.
No, I shouldn't have done that shit, though. I shouldn't have done that.
I think she was scared when she saw the gun.
Second, it's all gonna be fine. I promise.
I guess I thought it was a dog. A big one, sure, and sick, maybe.
The subject is a quadruped. The skin is white to pale pink in color, translucent and hairless. There appears to be no outer dermal layer. Tendon and muscular structures are visible.
Lou? You still there?